USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Uvalde Schools Police Chief Pete Arredondo has been placed on administrative leave amid criticism of his response to the worst school shooting in Texas history. Chief Arredondo said he didn't think he was in charge that fateful day. Elon Musk said Tesla's new building facility in Germany and Texas are losing billions of dollars as the electric vehicle maker tries to ramp up production amid supply chain issues.
First off, don't be afraid to fail. If you want something, you better go and get it. Nobody's going to knock at your door and just go and say, here you go, here's a briefcase of money, you're successful. It ain't going to work.
NFL legend Tony Siragusa has died at 55 years old, his former Baltimore Ravens teammate Jamal Lewis confirmed on Wednesday. It's a sad day to be a Raven, he said. A cause of death has not been released. We are USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A legal decision has been reached in New York regarding the man that intentionally ran people over in 2017.
A man who used his car to run over pedestrians in Times Square has been cleared of responsibility because of mental illness. The verdict came Wednesday at the New York City trial of Richard Rojas. The jury affirmed an insanity defense, claiming Rojas was so mentally ill he didn't know what he was doing during the 2017 attack. It injured 20 people and killed a young tourist. Another hearing is scheduled for Thursday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Today I'm calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the next 90 days through the busy summer season, busy travel season.
In a speech from the White House Wednesday, President Biden has asked Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. Biden also claimed a gas tax holiday would have no significant impact on funding for highways. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Marine veteran Dr. Richard McCormick on Newsmax says he won the Republican primary in Georgia's 6th Congressional District because he made his campaign about the people. Dr. McCormick defeated Trump-backed candidate Jake Evans.
Newt Gingrich's lawyer was my opponent's father. So with that and the relationships that were formed between the former speaker, who was very popular in politics, of course, he had that endorsement. I don't hold that against him. That's family ties. Their relationship with President Trump also was probably influential, but that's okay. I don't worry about that because in the end, we didn't win by just 20 points. We won by 30 points. And the reason we won is because we made this about the people. We made this about Americans empowering people over government. We made this about experience and a resume of service to our country. And I spent years away from my family serving this great nation because I love it that much.
The owner of 7 Louisiana nursing homes, who sent more than 800 of his elderly residents to a crowded, ill-equipped warehouse to ride out Hurricane Ida last year, was arrested Wednesday on fraud and cruelty charges arising from his actions. 68-year-old Bob Glenn Dean Jr. had already lost state licenses and federal funding. Estonia, a country in northern Europe, borders the Baltic Sea and the Gulf of Finland, directly across the water from Helsinki. Today is Estonia Victory Day. It's to honor those lives lost defending the region since World War I. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.